Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. We're back here with my partner in crime here. Is that just like a cheesy cliche, or does that just mean I've got no creativity? But Corby's my better half in business, and we're here to talk about his $10 million sales secret that we would consider forgotten. And it doesn't seem we can talk about this enough, which is why we're talking about it again. We are going to just dive right in. Shorter episode here today. It seems to be the topic that needs to be just ingrained into every new entrepreneur's mind who isn't seeing the results they want. And before we dive in, just want to thank you guys all for your support. Our numbers are going up on this podcast. More and more people are discovering it. I assume that's because of you guys sharing it. So thank you. And it's been an incredible year. So if you've dropped a review, if this has been helpful for you, we really appreciate you. And if you're spreading the word through your social stories, I just want to say a word of gratitude. That's how this podcast gets reached to further our message and the impact we're looking to have. So Corby, you've been working with the 7-Figure Mastermind for more than a year now. We've come through your 1 year graduation. 1 year, what's the word? 1 year, that's it. So we've come through your 1 year anniversary. You're doing 30 plus hours of calls per week, one-on-one. You couldn't be more in the trenches, and you see themes, and you work with a variety of members. Our members over 6 figures a month. Our members are coming in with 6 followers. What's one of the things that if we could just get them to understand this, it would make 2021 like such a better year for them? And where you came up with this discovery, because I know this is rooted in some of your own personal success.
You got to get more people to see your stuff. Like, that's the part that everyone forgets. If enough people don't see your stuff, it doesn't matter how good you are. So as you start to create momentum by being consistent, so more and more people can see your stuff, people will come out of the woodworks to find you. Because think about it, Vince. You focus on fit pros. How are all these other people finding you? Like, people in the hair business or a whole different dietitian or different businesses, people find you because you're doing what? You're focusing on the process and having faith that the right people will be attracted to you at the right time. So when I was in network marketing, I was trying to hit a really huge goal at the end of a year. And it seemed like it was no chance to hit the goal. But the good part was I reached out to my upline and said, hey, we got 2 days left. And I got to create all of this extra volume in 2 days. He says, okay. So he basically called in the cavalry. He called 10 people, 15 people, 20 people in my upline and said, hey, Corby's trying to hit this goal. So all hands on deck. So we all went to work together and we hit the goal basically 10 minutes before New Year's. We hit the goal. Everybody was excited, celebrated, and I wanted a vacation. But the most important part of that is that if I didn't build a foundation and have the momentum kind of already rolling, nobody can come help me. So in your business, as you build your fit pro business or whatever kind of business, you got to remember you have to develop momentum. You have to have people listening to your message over time. So what are you doing actively? And this is what I tell everybody in our group, Vince. What are you doing actively to increase the number of people who can see your content on a daily basis? Are you asking people to share? Mm-hmm. Are you asking them to drop a fire emoji? Are you asking them to try this workout tonight and report back and let me know how it is? If you're not getting people to engage in your content, they're not going to share it with their friends because you're just part of the feed. So you got to interrupt them, give them some good content, and get them to like your stuff so you can increase your following.
Yeah. We did a training on Monday on how to get more people to your live. The first thing was, how do I do a live? And I asked people, so what's your number one challenge? And they said, people don't even show up. I'm like, when do you decide to go live? The moment of. You're not like Gary Vaynerchuk and have 5 million people ready on standby whenever you go live. Those guys spent 30 years building a following. So I think people miss, okay, so how do I do this, Vince? And I told them, well, hey, you need to start treating each one of these lives like an event. And you have to build up anticipation, and you got to almost treat it like a promotion. Like, all right, I'm going live at the end of the week. Maybe, I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking about it. So you're whispering and then you're teasing. Hey, if I did go live in the middle of the week, what would you like me to talk about? Okay, the day before, tease them a bit more. All right, a lot of you guys are talking about training and workouts. Which one should I do tomorrow? And you're like, wow, that's a lot of work just to get maybe an extra 5-10 people out to my live on Friday. I'm like, yeah, but it's now 5-10 people you didn't have. And then when those 5-10 people show up, it's okay, cool, guys. I'm not going to ask for one quick favor, to make sure you tag one person below. And it's a very slow and cumbersome process when you're building a following organically. But that is a process. Like, that's that process of building up anticipation, teasing, getting your audience involved, and then hoping it worked, and then delivering a standout performance, and then engaging. And then you got to do follow up. Hey, if you missed it, hey, go back and watch this. I talked about this. Like, you could spend a lot of time. That's the process. That process is very painful. But I just want to make money. I'm like, yeah, the money will come when you build this following. Oh, I got to pay my bills though. That's the problem. So people are way too short-sighted in the process. No one's playing the long game. And anybody that is playing the long game, like, you have no competition, because you can actually make strong strategic moves and value in building anticipation for a single live, because that there'll be that compound effect. So I think the biggest thing is that people miss the point that I use this little process acronym or a framework continuum, that first, so you've got to start with the end in mind. And what's the end outcome for everybody listening? It's to experience their full potential. Because when you're experiencing your full potential, you're in your purpose. All right. But to get there, there's two things that people always forget. So process, it starts with the process, but the process is actually very painful. So people want to go from process to potential without the pain. And that's the problem. And people want to jump from no process to living a purpose-driven life. Is how do you live a purpose-driven life when you don't even know what you're good at yet? And that again, takes time. It's going to take a lot of time. So there's this jumping steps syndrome that we need to help people manage, and just give them context. Okay, those people that are way ahead of you, this stuff we're telling you to do right now, this is what they did. This is how they got there. They built the following. Painful process. But when you have a following, you don't struggle for leads or cash ever again the rest of your life.
Hey, I like to say it like this. Even in a dictionary, fortune comes after following. Yeah. Even right. A dictionary got it right.
So what we wanted to talk about is make sure, I think the words you said at the start was like having faith in the process. So how do you gain faith in the process when it seems like what you're doing isn't working?
What does it, you know, it's funny, since we work with fit pros a lot, and you obviously are a fit pro, imagine going to your client after the second workout, he's going, I don't see my back muscles coming in yet. You just started. You would have to explain to your clients, if you're a coach of any kind, usually after the first or second session, they're not going to have breakthroughs unless they already had a huge following. So people come into our business with conditions that are favorable for a quick start. They may have 40,000, 50,000, 60,000 followers, and they just don't know how to monetize them. So they come into our group, we give them a few great secrets, and boom, they can make money. But right. Then Johnny Rocket over here has 25 followers and saying, how come I can't do what Billy does? And Billy has 60,000 followers. I only got one person interacting. You have 100 followers. He has 60,000. He has 600. You have the same percentage of people interacting, He just has a much bigger following.
Right.
And people forget that the fortune comes from the following. People who are following you will generate the fortune. Yeah. So you can't have fortune before the following. It comes after the following.
I like it. The fortune comes after the following. Hey, there we go. So that's the forgotten secret. I think we should just, there's two little F's here. So we got the F's going here. You've got the fortune. Sorry, the goal is the fortune. The goal is being fully in purpose, but you need a following. And to build a following, you need the process. You need a painful process of daily activities. Like for us even, we're unfriending 30 people. I'll give some tactics here because I know everybody's listening. This is cool, guys, but what do I actually do? All right, let me give you guys some specifics. So on Facebook, personal Facebook, I don't know if you guys have followed me over the last couple of months. I do like to put some helpful content up in and around my COVID posts every once in a while. And those posts are designed for my ITA. Your ITA is your ideal target audience. So my ideal target audience are personal trainers, fit pros. So what I do every day is I unfriend 30 people that do not look like my ideal target audience. And I friend 30 people. Now, Facebook thankfully has a very intelligent algorithm where they actually just feed me more of the same types of people that interact with my posts and that are already like the type of person that I'm friending and that are a friend requesting me back. So this is a bit cumbersome at the start, but it's so easy now. If I look at all my suggested friends, it's all like fit pro, I help, I help, I help, I help. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is too easy. But I did the work first. I did the work of removing people, posting consistently. And now like my goal is to have 5,000 people. I'll probably just keep 500 to 1,000 people who are more inner circle friends, business acquaintances, family, friends, stuff. But my goal, if you want, you guys should just take a look, do this as an experiment. Go to my Facebook, my personal account, Vince Del Monte, and just look at my friends. And it's completely skewed. You'd be like, why are all Vince's friends fit pros? Those are my ideal target. That's my ideal target audience. I'm essentially creating a dream list of 5,000 highly targeted people that would love my content. That should be the vision for each person listening to get started, right? Now, Vince, what if I use Instagram? Okay, that's a different call. But for now, I'm just talking about how to optimize your personal Facebook account for conversion for leads. Unfriend 30 people a day and friend 30 people that look like your ideal target audience. Well, Vince, how do I find people that look like my ideal target audience? I'll give you guys another quick gem. You're going to start researching groups and you're going to go into Facebook groups. So if I'm a muscle building coach, I would search muscle building groups and there'll be dozens that come up and I'll look for groups that have thousands of followers, high engagement, lots of people asking questions, and I'll join them and I'll become an active member of the group and I will start to participate. I'll ask questions. I'll answer questions. I will post valuable content. And I will start to friend request the people in the group that look like my ideal target audience. And I will find my top 5 to 7 groups that I will become a regular contributor to. And from those 5 to 7 groups, I will start to farm leads. And I will just start to friend request people. And there's a whole process behind this. But over time, what Facebook will start to see is, hey, this guy has a lot of friends who are also into building muscle and have interests around building muscle. And they will start to get fed to me more and more. And over the course of, I'd say 6 to 8 months, you could have 5,000 friends who are all into building muscle, who are all your dream clients. And this is a simple organic strategy a lot of our Facebook Center members focus on. So people that don't so much use Instagram, but use just Facebook. So simple. This is what Jason Milan does. This is what Ursulon does. This is what Mark Avens does. It's just they've optimized their friends for conversion. And the content they're posting is specific. So that's a process. It's a little painful, but You get a bunch of rejection when you start friend requesting people, and people say, why are you friend requesting me? Do I know you? Who are you? But hey, that's a bit of the, that's the painful stuff, but that will lead to the profits very soon. So that's just on a tangent there, but just to give you a snapshot of like, how do you grow a following? You first have to decide which platform do you want to grow a following on? And people want to grow Instagram. They want to grow the YouTube. They want to grow their podcasts. I'm not actually trying to grow our podcasts. It's going up a little bit, but the podcast is just purely for value exchange for the people that already know me. Instagram, we're intentionally trying to grow. All right. We invest money into growth. All right. Facebook is optimizing friends. So there's different strategies depending on the platform. So you just have to get clear on what's the platform that I actually want to grow. And once you decide, that's the first thing. People are trying to grow multiple platforms at once. And it's like trying to specialize on multiple body parts at once. I want to build my biceps this month. I want to get bigger shoulders, add 2 inches to my shoulders, 1 inch to my arms. Oh, and I want to bring my calves up an inch too. People don't understand that's even tough on steroids. What people don't understand is that your muscles have a limited capacity for growth, and you're working with limited resources, right? It's like a good analogy, Corby, is if there's a natural disaster, if there's a natural disaster in a certain location, then the city has limited EMS response systems, and the EMS has to decide where is there the most critical catastrophe, and we're going to go serve that part of the city first. Same thing with your body. When you're trying to build, your body says, okay, what needs the most support here? If you're trying to build 3 body parts at once, you're not going to build any of them because you have limited resources. But if you concentrate on just one, if you concentrate on just your biceps for 6 weeks, I'm just going to do bicep specialization training for the next 6 weeks. I'm going to put everything else within my body on hold. I'm not going to try and build, I'm going to maintain my chest, maintain my shoulders. I'll maintain the volume there, but I'm not actually going to try and grow those body parts. I'm just going to try and grow my chest or my biceps, whatever. Then you'll see gains. And I think this is the painful process, because now you're going all in on one body part. You're just trying to squeeze out like an extra 2 inches on your delts. But you're intentionally saying, I'm not going to try and grow my calves, even though you want to grow your calves. I'm not going to try and build my back, even though you want to build your back. So same thing. I'm bringing this back now to what we're talking about. The fortune is in the following.
Yeah.
So the fortune's in the following. It's the same thing in the gym. The gains are in the specialization, right? But that requires a different mindset. You have to be so clear on what your goal is. And if people don't say, okay, we've helped members. I told the story a few podcasts ago about the member who said, actually, we checked in on him because he was quiet. And like, hey, have you heard of him? And I messaged him and said, hey, thanks for the check. And I'm actually just doing exactly what you guys have told me. Focus on, I'm just growing my following. And it's slow, but it's going because I'm focused on it. I'm like, awesome. So what you focus on grows, but people are trying to focus on too many things. And instead of just saying, hey, I'm just going to spend the next year optimizing my personal Facebook for conversion. That's it. Guess what? That's amazing. Next year, we can do the same thing with Instagram. And in 3 or 4 years from now, we could do the same thing for your YouTube. Everyone's trying to do everything all at once. Guys, I got 15 years on you. You can't, you know, catch up to what I do in a 12-week program, a 12-month program. Corby, sorry, I just hogged the mic there, but was most impactful there for you?
Oh, for me, the easiest way to say it, I guess I like to boil it all the way down. Clarity increases your capacity. I mean by that, yeah, because if you're clear about what you're going to do and you focus on one thing, that's going to increase your capacity to be effective in that one thing. Similar to what your story you just shared about muscle building. But if you focus clearly on Facebook, that's going to increase your capacity to get results, because you're going to understand the nuances from dealing with Facebook every day or Instagram every day. You're going to start to understand how it works. And you don't need to be an algorithm genius. You could just see the results of your efforts over time. Hmm. If you post one type of content and nobody's interacting with it, I'm not a genius, man. We should probably stop doing that type of content because nobody's interacting with it. If I do another type and everybody loves it, let's do more of that. So when you're building your audience, you do 80% of the stuff they love, 20% you experiment to find other stuff they love.
Simple. Yeah. I love it. Hey guys, let's keep this one a little shorter here today. I think you guys got some great insights there. Just a lot of you guys are doing the right stuff, but you just need more clarity that this is the right stuff. So hopefully this gave you that clarity that growing your following is the right thing. Like, just doesn't mean you can't market at the same time. Doesn't mean you can't sell at the same time, but you're focus, like if you're new to business, like you need to spend the next 3 to 10 years just growing your following. Like if you spend the next 3 to 10 years growing a following and building a social media platform, or sorry, a personal media platform, having a highly engaged audience on one platform before you divert attention to a second one, you'll never struggle with leads. Like Corby said, the members that come in and just obviously soar quickly are like, they've already got a following, and makes our job easy. Let's be honest.
Absolutely does.
But, and if you don't have a following, that's not a problem. It just, you just have to appreciate that there's no secrets to growing a following quickly. Like nobody can, if someone's selling you on how to grow, you can do shout outs, you can get surges, but at the same time, you now need to nurture those leads. When I do my growth campaigns and bring in 10,000 followers in a few weeks, you'll see that I'll lose hundreds of followers a day because they came in off of something. And now, yeah, the content isn't exactly what I thought it was. So now we also keep a lot of those. It takes me 3, 4, 5 months to nurture those people before they even start messaging us. And then that's another painful process. Of nurturing, but that's what a relationship is. It takes time. No relationship has ever been built out of speed, right? Relationships take a long time. So you just have to realize there's no shortcuts. There's no course. There's no business coach. There's no mastermind that can shortcut time when it comes to building a following. So you look at all the big people you look up to online, they simply have got a lot of time on you. Look at all the bodybuilders. They got way more reps on you. They got way more pounds on you. You're playing catch up, and that's fine. This message should give you hope and reassurance that, like, hey, awesome. You look at Pastor Stephen Furtick, one of the best communicators in the world. He's like, holy cow, where did this guy come from? He's 40 years old. He's preaching to over 300,000 people every weekend through his YouTube channel, through the Elevation Church. But he's been delivering sermons since he was 16 years old.
Yeah, long time.
He's been delivering sermons for over 25 years.
That's a long time.
Right? He's got 25 years on you. So of course, I think we just really we see people quit when there's nothing to quit on. It's just, no, this is just normal. Like you said, it's the client that quits on the fitness coach because they're not seeing results in the first 3 weeks, or they lose weight in 12 weeks and they gain it back. It's like, no, it takes 3 to 4 years to keep the weight off. What we're trying to do here is be responsible coaches and help manage your expectations. Do we want you to shoot for the stars and set big goals? Absolutely. But realize that those goals will always be limited by the amount of people you can reach and the eyeballs that you've got, as Corby said.
I like to look at it this way, Vince. You like to cook the big pieces of meat. I always see you posting those when y'all cooking them in the backyard. And I said, it got me thinking the other day. I said, let me look up a microwave recipe for brisket, and you're never going to find one. Why? Because it's a tough cut of meat, and building an audience is also tough. So if you don't cook it up for a long period of time, like a piece of brisket, it's never going to be edible. You're never going to get profits from your audience. You can't microwave a relationship with your audience. It's going to take time. And people don't want to put time in. They want to hit the button, and 3 minutes later, it's pushing out cash. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. You got to season it. You got to let it marinate. You got to put it on there. You got to nurture it for those 12 hours or 15 hours or 16 hours of brisket before it's tender enough to eat and taste good. So if you're trying to build an entire audience and monetize it in 60 days, you probably are not going to see the results that you want to see.
I might be a little disappointed. Oh, man. And if you figure that out, let us know, because we're definitely missing something. So we'd love to pick your brain and see what we're missing.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hire you and bring you on our team, and we'll pay you a lot of money if you can solve that problem. So if you've figured this out, please message us. Yeah, we'll put you on a multi six figure salary right out of the gate if you got that one figured out already.
Absolutely. I agree.
That's funny. All right, let's wrap this one up. That's awesome. Hey guys, just to recap, clarity increases capacity. I love that. And the fortune is in the following. That's so good. And one of the biggest things that's just limiting your gains is just more eyeballs. And to gain more eyeballs, that's a painful process of nurturing and finding your ideal target audience. And just, you're probably on the right track. You just got to give it more time. So pat yourself on the back that you haven't quit, like pretty much 90% of people who start things. And just as long as you don't quit, you will be successful. Hey, listen, it is almost January. This is the gold rush month in the fitness industry. Like legit, even if you're a crappy marketer, it's a great month. But if you're a great marketer, you can really have a gold mine of cash injection. So send me a message on Instagram with the little keyword January rush. We're doing a 20K case study for anybody who wants to make their first 20K in as little as 90 days. We've got a couple spots left. And if you're interested in knowing how that works and how we'll support you to get into your first 20K month in as quickly as 90 days, just send me a message on Instagram at Vince Del Monte, first 20K, and we'll see if you're a good fit. And if you're ready to go hard, and if not, we'll point you off to our competition. I'm just joking. I actually probably will. We're only looking for people ready to sprint and ready to go hard and trust in the process fully. So I think that's it. Corby, thanks so much. We'll see everybody soon.